This is HPR episode 2154 entitled, Replacing a Bicycle Brake Cable. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 29 minutes long. The summary is, I replace the brake cable and housing on my 1985 Schwinn.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey y'all, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and it's been a little while since I recorded an episode, but I thought I would record one today. Another one of my, what do they call these things? This whole series of me and maybe one or two other people doing things kind of out in the real world and talking while we do them. Today I'm going to be replacing the brake cable on my bicycle. I've just opened my shed and I'm going to pull my bike out. I've mentioned in the past this bike is a 1985 Schwinn World Sport, and it's kind of a junky old bike. I mean, I don't know, it's not too bad. I bought it at Goodwill and it was a pile of junk then because everything was all rusted and filthy. And it took some work to get it back in order, but I know how to work on bikes, and I've got all the tools to do it, so I got it in good riding condition, and it works great for me. I've got a bike that I like very much, that's in very good working order, that is not a target for thieves. The way, say, Trumpet Guy's bike would be, he rides a bike that has like a carbon fiber frame and stuff. It's a really nice bike, but if he were to leave it outside parked in bike racks and stuff, it would be a target for thieves for sure. So what I've just done is put the bike up on this little repair stand that I have. I'll take a picture. I think I can take pictures today. This is not a job that's messy like the hub overhaul job. So I'm going to take a picture, maybe from this side. It's really sunny right now. There's one. Okay, now I'll take a picture of my little stand. This gets the rear wheel up off the ground. And I'll take a picture of where the problem is. There's a crack in the cable housing. I don't think I've changed the brake cable since I bought this bike. I don't even know how long ago it's been, 4 or 5 years. I changed all the cables then, that both the shifters and the brake cables. And the other day when I turned the wheel a little bit farther than normal, I saw a crack appear in the cable housing. So what I'm going to do is replace the cable and the housing. And I think I'm going to make the housing a little bit longer this time, and that I think will help relieve a little bit of the tension. Yeah, we'll take another picture right here so you can see there's a little bit of an art to getting the cable housing just right. I'm going to take a picture showing where the cable housing keeps rubbing against the handlebars, probably contributing to it breaking down a little bit. I have in my shed here a bunch of brake cable housing, and I've got a box of like 100 brake cables, or maybe like 90 of them. I'm sure I've used. I haven't used as many of these as I thought, but I'm gonna pull a new one out. I got bunches of them. I bought the box of brake cables. I think it was like $39 for 100 of them, and I thought, well, shoot, they're not gonna go bad, and I will use them eventually. If not for my own bikes, then for helping people repair their bikes. So I've got a new brake cable out here. I've got the housing. And I'll take a picture of these. I'm going to have pictures of time. A couple of people remarked that they would like to have had pictures with the hub overhaul job because I didn't really understand what I was doing. So that won't be a problem here. There's my housing. There's the new brake cable sitting across a chair. And I need to grab my tools. I did an episode a year or two ago about my what's in my bicycle repair toolbox. So it's the very toolbox that I'm getting out right now. Man, it's a gorgeous day today. Absolutely gorgeous day. The first one we've had in quite a long time. It's been hot for many months, and today it's nice and cool, breezy. Not great for my allergies, but man, it feels good out here. Okay, what am I looking for here? To release the brake cable in the back, I need my, I think it's a 5mm hex key. I think it's the 5mm. Let us see. Yep. Okay, I'll take a picture of that. I think I can do this without taking my pannier bag off. So I've got a picture here of the rear brake. It's the rear brake cable that I'm replacing, and the hex key. So I need to. I don't think I have to undo that part of it. I'm just gonna release it. To get this out completely, I'm gonna have to cut off the end. Actually, I'm gonna take off this bag. It's kind of getting in the way. I've got these grocery bag panniers that are excellent for just dumping stuff in there and carrying it around, but they kind of get in the way right now. Okay. I need my bicycle cable cutter. These bicycle cable cutters are they're very much like regular wire cutters, only the teeth are a little bit different. I'm going to take a picture of the teeth here. They're angled in such a way to help you get a cut on cables and housing that won't distort the shape of the thing. So what I'm going to do first is cut off the end of the cable where the crimping thing is on there. Then I'll pull the cable out. Another picture. Might be too many pictures here. And then I pull the whole cable and housing out through all the little guides that are on the frame. And up here at the handle where the brake lever is where you gotta look at there are two little things right here that you have to align just right so that the hole appears and the cable will come out. Take another picture. And that's not going to work out. I'll come out from this side. And now I can take it out. Okay, so I've got the old cable out. At the handlebar, you gotta take the adjuster things and turn them around until the little slots line up that will allow the cable to come out of there. And then you pull the thing out. Now, so I've got the old cable out. I will just throw that in the recycling bin here in a little while. And I'm gonna take a picture of the the broken part of the old cable housing too. It looks like it's just the outer sheath that was compromised. And what I'm going to do is use the old one to determine the length of the new one. Only I'm going to add, I think I'm going to add about an inch, maybe 2 inches to the length. And that will get it to just about the right length, I think. This also has a little thing called a ferrule on the end. This is the little metal thing. I'll take a picture of the ferrule. A ferrule is this little metal thing that kind of tidies up the end of the cable. And you always put one of those on the end of the cable housing before you finish the job. Okay, so here's a picture of the end of the cable with the ferrule next to it. I think I'll go ahead and put a new ferrule on. I've got a box of like 100 of these things. And next thing to do is to measure out the length of cable housing. I've got, looks like I've got enough to do several bikes worth here, so that's good. I wasn't sure before I did this job and looked at my supplies this morning. I wasn't sure how much cable housing I had, but I think when I ordered cable housing, I must have ordered like 50 feet of it. I can't remember. It's been so long ago that I ordered it, but I've got plenty. I could do several bikes with what I have. Most of the time, you don't need nearly this much cable housing on like newer bikes because of the way the frames are set up. They require shorter runs of housing. This one requires a cable housing run that goes all the way from the handlebars to the rear wheel. Sorry, I mentioned my allergies, didn't I? That's what that's about. Okay, so there's a little trick to cutting the cable housing. You don't want to just like put it in your cutters and just squeeze as hard as you can. The way they say to do this is to kind of gently squeeze the housing. So I've measured this where it's like maybe 2 inches longer than the old one. Gently squeeze the housing and kind of get through the plastic outer coating a little bit, or the rubber, whatever this material is, and then kind of bend it a little bit. What you want to do is try to cut it in such a way that you're not going to crush it, because the opening on either end where the brake cable goes through needs to be as perfectly round as possible so that there's no resistance. So what I've done is I've cut through the cable housing a little bit, and I've exposed the metal like coil inside, and I'm gonna gently see if I can get a picture of that. That's too close. I'm gonna gently slide the teeth, blades or whatever, of the cable cutters in between two of these things. Just kind of slide it in there so I can cut only through one side of the thing. That did pretty well. Okay, it's cut off. And so what I do now is I take one of the tools I mentioned in my What's in My Bicycle Repair Toolbox and use it to work on the hole until it's perfectly round. Now, if you had one, the best way to cut this off would be to use like a Dremel or something with a little spinning disc that would do a perfectly flat cut straight across without crushing it. Failing that, you can use these cable cutters. And now I use the tool, which is just a nail, just a regular nail. I stick the point of the nail right in the end of the housing and then kind of wiggle it all around to make sure that the opening is as round as it can be and it's not crushed. I do it on both ends. Just kind of put it in there and move it all around. I wonder if I can get a picture of that. It's hard to hold that in place, but I'm gonna try. keep having to get my phone out of my pocket. Okay, there's a picture of the nail sticking in the end. Some of these might turn out kind of shaky. Sorry, y'all. Oh, sorry, I'm sniffling on in my microphone as well. This is from the allergies. All right, so I think the ends of this are sufficiently round. Dig around in my box, or my toolbox, and find the ferrules. And here they are. Take a picture of the box of ferrules. Non-crimping ferrules, they are called. In the sun and get a better picture. Okay. I will put one ferrule on either end. All right, which one of these is the old one? Okay, that's the old one. I'm going to throw that way over there so I don't accidentally put it back on. I don't think I would anyway. I don't think I would because there's this massive part in the middle that's all cracked and yucky looking. This one is nice, shiny, and white. So I'll take one ferrule and put one on each end of this. There's one end. And here's the other. Actually, I think I should, before I put the front one on, I'm going to run it through the thing on the frame. I get a picture of that. It'll run it through the little housing guides on the frame, these little circles that are welded on there. Pulling until it's all out from this end. And then put the ferrule on the other end here. This is the end up by the handlebars. Now, I'm gonna take the new cable and slide it into the slot on the brake lever. And then you have to put it through the little thing like this. Let's see if I can get a picture of this. And then turn those things around where the slots don't line up anymore. And that'll mean that the cable won't fall out. Then you gotta put the end of the new brake cable through this end of the cable housing. And did this go inside the... I think I had it going between. I must have had it going between that. Ooh, yeah, okay, there. I was moving the cable housing where it goes in between the gear shifter and the stem. Like I said, there's a certain art to routing cable housing, getting it just the right length and everything. You just want to make sure that when you turn the wheel of the bike, you're not putting pressure on the cable housing. And I think my old one was putting a little bit of pressure on it, probably because it was a little bit too short. And I hope this one's not too short too. It would be too short because at one point I got new handlebars for the bike after I had already put on the brakes and the new brake cables and everything. At one point I got a new set of handlebars. I think I mentioned that one of my neighbors was throwing away a BMX bike, and I took that bike and took the handlebars off of it and put them on this bike. And those handlebars are taller than the ones that were on there before, and so that meant that the brake cable was probably a little bit too short. So we'll see how this goes here. Push the cable through there. So this ferrule is now stuck in the front. Get a picture of that. Okay. There's a cable up front. And now I've got the cable in the back is going through here. Trying to do this one-handed. I'm going to drop my phone if I'm not careful. Okay. And I'm going to pull this down where the ferrule goes in like that. And so now there's a big long piece of the brake cable sticking out the rear end. And so the cable is in place now. And it looks like this is probably going to be okay. It's better than it was before. I think there's probably enough leeway there where it won't crack, at least not for a good while, and then I'll have to do the job again. Now the tricky bit is getting the brake cable adjustment just right, and this is where we get to use the most excellent tool, the third hand tool, which basically allows you to hang on to the cable much more easily and apply tension to it while trying to tighten down the little hex bolt. Now where is my... I'm missing my 5mm hex key. Where did that thing go? I thought I had it sitting on my seat, but I guess it fell down somewhere. Oh, there it is. It's sitting up top. Nail back in so I don't lose that. You have to tighten the brake cable enough where the brake pads hover just ever so slightly away from the rim of the wheel. And that way, when you apply the brakes, you'll get a nice firm brake instead of a squishy brake. You don't want to squeeze your brakes only to have the brake lever go all the way to the handlebars. You want it to be nice and firm instead of squishy. If squishy is a technical term. So what you do is, I hope I can get a picture of this. I think I can because of the nature of the tool. But you use this third hand tool, which will grab hold of the brake cable. And as you squeeze it, it pulls the brake cable tight and can lock into position so that you can let go of it and leave it hanging there and then do your tightening as necessary. See if I can get a good picture of that. So I'm gonna squeeze it until it looks about right, and then put that thing in place. Okay, and now just tighten it down. Using the 5mm hex key. You don't have to tighten this super tight. You want it tight enough where it's not gonna come loose as soon as you apply the brakes hard, but you don't want to over tighten it either. Okay, that's gonna be tight enough there. Now you check the feel of it. Okay, that's too squishy. I need to make it a little tighter. So I undo the hex bolt again. Oopsie. What was that sound? I don't know what that sound was. Undo the hex bolt again and then have to get out the third hand tool, run it through there. Uh, and then squeeze it tight. Now, normally, the way I would do this is I would squeeze it all the way until the brake pads were just barely touching the rim, and then I would make an adjustment up on the little thumb adjusters up at the handlebars. However, the thumb adjusters on these things don't seem to be working right. I think they're stripped or something, so they're not going to work. So instead, I'm just doing it right here at the connection point at the rear brake. Okay, I've tightened it down again. Let it go. Now I'm going to check the brake. Okay, that feels good. All right, I've got my new brake cable installed. And the last thing to do is to cut off the excess cable and then put a little cable end on it. I've got a box of those also. Cable end caps, they call these. I'll take a picture of them. You guys are going to have a lot of pictures in this episode. The cable end caps. I'll cut off. These bicycle cable cutters have a part on them where you put the end cap to squeeze it together, and it crimps it just right. You don't have to use these things, but it's a handy little thing. You can crimp it just with a regular pair of pliers if you need to. So I'm going to leave probably 3 inches sticking out the end, just to have a little bit of space to work with. I'll get one of these end caps out and slide the end cap on. Take a picture before crimping. See, open up here. Okay, and now. Oof. Okay, slide it on there. And now I've crimped it. Can't get it to clear, and trying to take a picture of it after it's crimped. See how that came out. I think my phone does not have a very good camera on it, y'all. It looks alright, I guess. Anyway, so I've got a new brake cable installed now, and that's that. Hope you guys have enjoyed hearing that. This is a pretty easy job to do. And some people say that you should replace your brake cables once a year. I haven't really adhered to that rule. I've only done it when I've seen obvious wear on the brake cables. One thing that some people also do before they put the cable inside the housing is to rub a little bit of chain oil or grease or something all up and down the thing. I think the cables I have feel like they're a little bit pre-lubed, but if you put a little bit of lubrication on that, something light, not too gummy or sticky, then that helps the cable move very freely inside the housing, and you'll get much better performance from your brakes. All right, thanks guys. I guess I will talk to you guys some other time. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.